Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Monday evening, markets and company news. My guest tonight is Pietri Redlinghuis from Herenia Capital. Pietri, good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with an overall look at the JSE today and resources showing some early weak muscle.
Good evening and thank you for chatting to me. And yeah, I think it kind of fits a narrative that we've been tracking on our side for some time, is that we think that commodities in general are going to outperform for the next 5 to 10 years. It's a bold call to make, but our view is that we probably see the BRICS nations outperform the NATO nations for some time. South Africa's market can literally double to catch up to where the US market has, sort of the valuation gap between the two over the last 10 years. We have a long way that we can rally before we've kind of closed that gap. And I think a lot of that is going to come from a bit of an economic shift from west to east, if you will, right? So we're looking at BRICS nations. Their economies as a combined GDP is already bigger, only marginally, but bigger than that of NATO. And that's a trend that we think is probably going to continue for some time. So Chinese-backed growth, India-backed growth, BRICS-backed growth looks good for the commodity market, right? And I think that that is a theme that we'll probably see playing out over the medium to longer term for some time.
And in particular today, Pietri, platinum shares having a good day, notably Valterra up over 7%.
Yeah, Valterra's been on a bit of a tear, really, for the last three trading sessions, actually. I mean, if you look about three trading days ago, so that would be, Wednesday last week, it was trading closer to 670, 660 rand a share. Thursday, Friday, Monday happens, and we're at 817 rand a share. Mm. So that's done really, really well. But to be fair, it is a relatively volatile stock, right? So the share price has moved between 550 rand and 800 rand, repeatedly over the last 12 months. And it's quite a big range for it to trade in. So, perspective-wise, it does look really good, but it does have quite a long way to go up, if that makes sense, right? Like, it's not necessarily out of the ordinary for it to move 7% in a day.
Let's take a look at the Rand, and I see also at the start of the week has taken a little sip of Red Bull there.
Yeah, I think this is also part of the general theme that we see happening. Initially, our call was for the Rand to come down to the 17 Rand 20 level. We did see some rates on, rates off Donald Trump shenanigans, which really pushed the Rand closer to that 20 Rand mark in a very strong knee-jerk reaction over a space of sort of 5 or 6 days. And since then, it's just been on a steady, strong, slow grind down towards that 17 Rand 20 level. And I think this is really driven by a number of things. One, we have a little bit of dollar weakness. You know, Trump is a bit of a wild card. We've got the lowering interest rates being cut on that side, which is a good thing. But if we look at history, every interest rate cutting cycle precedes a recession in the U.S. That's happened every single time. I don't see how that's any different this time around, right? So what's we're happening is back to that theme of the sort of power shift from west to east. We think that South Africa is becoming an increasingly attractive investment destination. And then you add on top of that some of the local things that are going right. Our government of national unity is intact and stable. The electricity has been on for, a couple of days in a row now. So lo and behold, things are actually looking pretty good here. And I think that's, that's creating a little bit of more positive sentiment around South Africa and attracting some capital. And we can see that as our market is rallying to all-time highs and the Rand's getting stronger and commodities are pumping, I think we're in a good spot.
Pietri, if I had to give an award for the best name for a strategic turnaround plan, my money would go to PPC. It's got something called the Awaken the Giant Strategic Turnaround Plan. But if you look at it, it's starting to pay some dividends, higher full-year earnings, and this is given that the background in the markets that the company operates hasn't necessarily shown noteworthy growth.
Look, it's aptly named as well. I mean, PPC, if their logo is an elephant, I think, And they have been an absolutely colossal business for a very long time. I mean, we can all remember how well they were doing in 2010, right? Or leading up to 2010. And in the years prior to that, they've been a really dominant player. And, you know, I suppose tough economic times have turned their fortunes. Although, as you mentioned now, the market in which they operate, I mean, cement volumes decreased by like 2.3% or something like that. Revenue decreased by almost 2% or 1.9%. And yet, their margins are up, their profit is up, their dividend is up. And this is really just them cutting costs, right? I mean, I think that a lot of this came from cost cutting, or call it not necessarily cost cutting, but input price controls, right? So their turnaround strategy is just run the business more efficiently, you know, cut big head office salaries where necessary. They save something like 950 million rand just on administrative expenses. Now, exactly what's lumped in there, we're not 100% sure, but cutting down on administrative expenses as well as just running the business a bit more efficiently has, you know, increased their profit by almost 50%. I think it's 43% or something like that. In a market that's not exactly, you know, shooting the lights out, I think that's fantastic.
Talking about shooting the lights out, difficult to shoot fish in a barrel these days. Let's move on to Oceana and a decline in interim profit. And we've spoken about this on this program in the past. There's been a broad drop in global fish oil prices. This is all due to a recovery, I think, in the anchovy market in Peru. I know very little, in fact, nothing about that. But the reality is, being in the fish business is a tough call these days anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those resources that we think is just absolutely limitless because it's the ocean, right? And I think that's something that we've seen tracking these fisheries over the years is that one, these stocks aren't limitless. And sometimes some geopolitical issues come and disrupt supply, if you will, and that can be in the short term really positive for companies like Oceana. And now, when those supplies come back online, you know, you've got this you know, extra product left, you know, available to the market. Prices come down, and Oceana suffered on the back of that. I mean, they are, you know, in most metrics doing all right. Sales are up. All these things are looking really good. The cannery business is doing really great. They spent quite a bit of money on expanding, and that's starting to pay off. However, profit after tax decreased 43% because one of the major products that they sell, the price is sort of cratering as the extra supply comes to market. So, you know, is it going to end their business? No. Is it going to make life a bit less, you know, comfortable for the shareholders in the medium term? Probably. But the company itself is doing relatively well. Just the product that they're selling, the price is coming down.
And just finally, a little surprise in your email this week if you are an Alex Forbes shareholder.
Yeah, Alex Forbes, man, they're doing good. I think their revenue is up something like 14%. So they're doing relatively well. Operating income, sorry, profit from operations up 14%. So that's relatively good, right? The dividend is up another 10% as well. Cash generation from continued operations is up 15%. What is Alex Forbes does really well also is that their capital position is really good. So from FSP regulatory perspective, there's a certain amount of cash you've got to keep liquid or available. From a regulatory standpoint, and they cover that by a huge margin. So they're in a very, very comfortable liquidity position, and their revenue keeps growing. And also, you know, I think what happens with companies like these, as I can attest to, if you're managing people's money and the markets perform well and your portfolios perform well, you earn performance fees. And as the market goes up, your portfolio values go up, so your management fees go up. So a rising market really does benefit the financial services providers really well. And Alex Forbes is, you know, one of the bigger ones as well as one that does a really good job. So they've earned very well off the back of strong market performance.
I'm going to leave it there. Petri Redlinghuis, thank you very much indeed from Harenia Capital. Always appreciate your time and have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.